This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1351, How to Answer Impossible Animal Questions.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our two-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Today, we use the band nine filler phrases from last episode to answer seemingly impossible IELTS Part 3 questions. Get these model answers today for really tough questions about wild animals. It's a fun one.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, Aubrey. How's it going?
Great. It's a blustery day here. Super wind. Oh. I can hear the wind outside my window and it's really cold and gray. And it's almost like I'm in Portland.
Right? I know. It is look freezing like Arizona here. And I love that adjective though. Blustery. It's such like a poetic word. Guys, that is band nine vocab right there. It is rare and it is high level. So anytime you're describing a windy situation, it is blustery. I feel like we also use that figuratively. Like people can be blustery if they're like, we call them like a blowhard. Someone who like talks a lot, sort of empty bragging words.
Ooh, yes. That's really good. Too, if you have to describe someone, that would actually be really fun to describe someone who has a lot of negative traits.
Yeah.
You could use all of this really great, less common vocabulary and idioms and things that we say about people that are a little less easy to be around.
I mean, oh my gosh. I mean, we love being positive. We are all very positive people here at All Ears English. And guys, we know that you are probably a positive person too. You enjoy listening to us. But on the exam, you don't have to be positive all the time. It's impossible. You're asked about negative things sometimes. And speaking of that, what to be ready for on IELTS speaking, last time, guys, episode 1350, we gave you guys great vocabulary fillers for impossible IELTS questions, like speaking questions that are really difficult. So you don't pause because that lowers your score. Instead, you use filler words to hesitate, right? While you're searching for something to say. So definitely scroll up, guys. It's the very last episode, 1350, pausing versus hesitating, what matters for speaking scores. So don't miss an episode, hit follow right now. And today, as we said in the last episode, today we are going to try and use some of those fillers in some example answers about difficult animal questions.
Yes, we were looking for some that would maybe trip us up too, right? Yeah. Here we're native English speakers, English teachers, and there are still things that we could be asked that we either haven't thought about recently or haven't really made our mind up about that would be tricky to just dive right in and have an opinion and have something to say. I also would likely use a filler while I decide what I really want to say.
Totally. Okay. I'm excited for this because this is a great challenge for us, right? Trying to answer really hard questions, first of all, but then also trying to naturally fit in the stuff that we taught you. So we are going to do an amazing job today, guys. So let's get to the questions. All right. I'm going to ask you first, Aubrey. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay. Do you think, by the way, these are IELTS speaking part 3. Okay. All right.
Yes.
Do you think it is right to keep wild animals in captivity all their life?
Oh, this is really difficult for me. Honestly, I haven't thought about it a lot because it's a painful thing to think about. But honestly, shame on me for not deciding what I think and really taking a stand on this, because I know a lot of people are passionate about it and it's not really okay to just sit on the fence, right? But it's not like it comes up in daily conversation. But yeah, I think it's not right. I love going to the zoo. I love taking my kids to the zoo, but those animals seem so sad in these little cages. And I feel like they would have such a fuller life if they were in the wild.
That was so good. And I agree 100%. I took James to the zoo a few times when he was younger, of course, because like all little kids go to the zoo. But I never liked it. Like, it always makes me sad.
Yes.
Okay. So two phrases that you guys, bonus phrases here that you can learn from Aubrey's fantastic band nine answer. Take a stand. We take a stand about something when you have a strong opinion about it. Okay. That's taking a stand. Sit on the fence is kind of the opposite. You're sitting on the fence about something if you can't decide one way or the other. So that's sitting on the fence. Both are great IELTS phrases.
Nice. And I use some of that vocab we taught you last episode. So if you missed 1350, go back and check it out. Great filler phrase. And
shame on me.
Especially long filler phrases, right? I said quite a bit of filler before I finally made up my mind that I was going to say, I don't think it's right.
I did. Well, I was like, is she going to answer the question?
Is she ever going to get to her answer? I gave myself a lot of time to think about it, right?
There's a lot of leeway there. Just well done. Right. Well done.
Here's a question for you, Jessica. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Are there any wild animals in your country that are not found in any other country?
Oh, wow. That I have no idea. I'll just tell you that straight from the get-go here. I don't know a lot about wild animals, actually. And to be honest, this question is sort of out of the blue because I can't imagine anyone asking me this in real life. Let's see. If I had to guess, maybe like wolves. I don't know. No, wolves are in Europe as well. Okay, I don't know what wild animals do not exist outside America. Here's the thing. America is enormous, all right? And there are thousands and thousands of wild animal types. And maybe, you know, shame on me. I don't know enough about the wild animals here. So I don't know. That's my answer.
Amazing. This is such a great answer because it really goes to show that you don't have to know. A question like this, like you might not know the answer,
holy
but
moly,
you have
no
to
idea.
Say something, right? So look at everything Jessica said. She used great idiomatic language to say from the get-go and out of the blue. She's still using this amazing vocabulary. And she tries to answer. She says, maybe wolves. And then she's like, but no, actually, I don't think so. And then it's okay to say, honestly, I have no idea. It's okay to have your answer be like, wow, I don't know. As long as you don't just say that. Notice how much Jessica was able to say.
Yeah,
even though she didn't know.
Take a guess and be like, maybe this or maybe not, you know?
And
as
I
long as you like try.
The shame on me again, right? It's like, you know what? I don't know. And maybe shame on me. I should know more about wild animals. This is still a band nine answer when really the answer is, I don't know. I have no idea.
Totally.
So good.
All right. Let's do a couple more here, Aubrey. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Are there any animal reserves in your country where wild animals can live with protection?
Oh, interesting. What? I don't know if I've ever thought about this question before. And it's, I don't think a friend has ever asked me about it. Like, definitely not something that comes up, you know, in a general conversation. So maybe I'm a bit behind the times here. Maybe other people are thinking about wild animal reserves. I do know in South Dakota, I remember my husband telling me about a reserve that was owned privately that had giraffes and elephants, and they would take care of the animals. But I don't know if that would be considered with protection because it was just like some random guy taking care of these animals. So I don't know if that counts.
So good. That was so good. You know what came to mind? What was that documentary series that everybody watched during the pandemic on Netflix?
Joe the Tiger King.
Yes.
Joe Exotic.
That's what it was. That's the example that came to my mind.
That's funny. You would have talked about Joe Exotic, which would also suffice.
And which, like, I would mention because that's answering the question, but then I would automatically say, like, but are they protected? No. No. Like that's what we learned in the documentary.
Exactly, right?
Wild
is this
mistreatment.
A good thing for the animals? No. Not necessarily.
I love it so much.
All right. Okay. One last question for you, Jessica. Ready?
Yep.
How do people feel about the protection of wild animals?
Oh my gosh. So I believe I mentioned this in a previous answer, but I am from the United States, and this might be true of every culture, but if you know anything about my country, it is wildly divisive. You can find proponents of any opinion that are wildly passionate about that opinion. So yeah, there are going to be people here that certainly feel strongly about the protection of wild animals, that they should be protected at all costs. However, I am 100% certain that there are people on the other side of the fence that 100% disagree with them, that say, no, animals aren't as important as people. Human lives are what matter, not animals. And therefore, they would be almost against the protection of wild animals, which I find disgusting, to be honest, but yeah, people would exist on both sides.
Oh, this is such a great answer. I want you to go back and listen, really paying attention to Jessica's intonation, because we do find that students tend toward monotone when they're really thinking about the vocabulary and they're thinking about filler phrases. It's easy to slip into that monotone, but you must vary your intonation. You must be expressive. And so a lot of things Jessica's saying, you know, wildly this, and she's really emphasizing those adjectives. You can hear her passion in her voice. She's talking about other people's passion, and it would be strange to use a monotone and be super chill when you're talking about something that people are very passionate about. And I also want to highlight the vocabulary band nine word she used, proponent, which means someone who holds an idea. This would be super useful on both IELTS speaking and writing. Anytime you want to say someone who believes something, to say a proponent of that idea.
Like instead of like in favor of, right? Because I do see a lot of students using that, which is a great phrase. I'd say band seven. But instead of to be in favor of, right? Band six, band seven, because kind of normal. Yeah. Mm-hmm. A proponent of. Great.
Excellent. Oh, this was really fun. I hope you guys could see how even for very weird questions, and you might get hit with a really strange one that you haven't thought about, or you honestly don't know. Wild animals that exist in no other country.
What the? I don't know.
You might not live in a country that you know is known for wild animals that exist nowhere else in the world.
Right.
So it's okay to have your answer basically be like, wow, I don't know. But that's not all. You can't just say that. Use filler phrases, use lots of other detail, use these strategies so you still get high scoring answers, even when you don't know.
I just thought of a way to answer that. Like, if you do know of a country that does have like a lot of wild animals that don't exist elsewhere, right? Because we've all watched like nature documentaries.
Sure.
You could be like, well, I'm not from the Galapagos Islands or anything. Like you could
That's
say
true.
Something like that.
And,
be like,
and then say a wild animal you know of there that doesn't exist elsewhere. Yeah, right.
Totally. All right.
I was going to be really impressed, Jessica. Chatting. I thought you were going to say an animal from the Galapagos Islands that doesn't exist elsewhere, and I was ooh, impressive.
Still don't know.
I couldn't
don't know
one.
That much. Don't remember the documentary. Okay. All right, guys. This has been a super fun episode. Remember to hit follow right now because you get the best IELTS lessons for free twice a week from us. We are passionate about IELTS and passionate about you reaching your target scores. So hit follow and share this exact episode with someone else who is studying for IELTS because it's a good one today. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. I agree. Great vocab and really good strategies to make sure you get the score you need on IELTS speaking. Thanks, Jessica.
Awesome. This was fun. Thanks, Aubrey. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.